This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It's been a long year for congressional Democrats. They've tried time and time again to get a budget plan through that included some kind of timeline to withdraw troops from Iraq. It didn't happen. Yesterday, the House of Representatives approved the year-end spending bill. It includes $70 billion for the U.S. wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. No mention of a timetable for moving troops out of Iraq. The legislation ends a long deadlock between the president and Congress over the budget. President Bush plans to give a press conference later this morning. It's his last big one of the year, and he's expected to talk about the work Congress has done in 2007 and what it hasn't. He's also expected to urge Congress members to keep their head in the game in 2008 and focus on legislative issues, even though it's an election year. A little financial news now. Investment banking firm Morgan Stanley this week reported the first quarterly loss in its 72-year history, another troubling indicator that the financial repercussions of the subprime mortgage crisis is still wreaking havoc on the U.S. economy. The company took a $9.4 billion charge on subprime-linked investments in the fourth quarter, bringing its cumulative charges for subprime mortgages to $10.8 billion. According to the New York Times, so far the Wall Street banks have reported more than $40 billion in losses because of the mortgage crisis. Finally, remember Miss Puerto Rico, the contestant who alleged that someone doused her pageant dresses with pepper spray to sabotage her? A lot of people doubted, but it's true. That's what police officials revealed yesterday, results of their investigation. The victim, Ingrid Marie Rivera, was not deterred by the attack. She maintained her composure while appearing before judges and cameras, then went backstage to remove her clothes and apply ice bags to her swollen and splotched face and body. She went on to win the crown last month. She has been vindicated. That's the news. It's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
There is justice.
I knew there would be. I didn't doubt it for a second. I believe everything beauty contestants tell me.
Such as?
Such as?
Pepper spray was in my bikini. I knew it. Of course, it makes perfect sense.
Americans don't have maps. Those kind of things.
Yeah.
Such as.
Such as. Thank you very kindly, Rachel.
You're welcome.